Well, it's our Youth Expression Showcase Hour, and I had no idea that the Ralph Mon Creative Writing Contest culminated in a bound book, which I'm holding now, which I want to get a copy of. This features, I am guessing, maybe 30 students or so. I haven't really checked. There's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe 60.
Yeah, I should ask you guys. We have Elena Jackendoff, who is going to Kappa. You're from Squirrel Hill, right?
Yes, I just graduated.
Oh, yes, it says that right here.
Yeah.
You're going to Oberlin.
I am, starting on Monday.
What a great school. That was the school I applied to, and had I studied liberal arts, I would have gone there.
Yeah.
I ended up choosing to study engineering. And Joanna Weiss is here, and Joanna, you went to, or are you going to Bishop Canevin?
I'm going to Bishop Canevin High School. I'm going to be a senior this year.
Okay, so you guys are a year apart.
Indeed.
And you've, there are quite a lot. There's probably more like 60 or 70 different folks featured in the book. Tell me a little bit about how you came to participate in this contest or the competition. And I'll start with you, Joanna. How did you even know about it?
In my sophomore year, my English teacher had a poster up in her classroom. And she said, Joanna, why don't you write a poem for this? And I said, okay. And last year, I was selected to be a finalist. And this year, I figured I might as well do it again. And they picked my poem, and they liked it.
That's great. What's that teacher's name?
Last year, it was Mrs. Finnegan.
And what do you like to do in addition to writing?
I play piano. I like to read. So that's about it.
When did you discover that you like to write and that you are good at it?
In my freshman year, our English teacher, Mr. Bowen, had us write 10 poems in a month. And I thought, that's going to be insanely hard. I'm never going to be able to do that. So I wrote my 10 poems. And the English teacher said, this is an amazing journal of poetry. This is the best I've ever read. And I thought, wow, I didn't know I was that good.
When you wrote those poems, did they coalesce around a particular theme?
No, there was all sorts of different like themes. You had to write a poem about something that you saw in the sky. And there was a poem that had to rhyme. And there was a poem that had to be like song lyrics. So there was all sorts of different styles of poetry there.
So he had certain frameworks that
right.
he wanted your poems to fit into.
Yes.
Do you still like to write?
I do very much.
I would
yes.
imagine you must, or you wouldn't have achieved this. What kinds of things do you like to write?
I really like writing poetry, obviously. I also very much enjoy writing historical fiction stories. It's a combination of like history and literature, which I love.
Can you tell me about one of those? I'm curious.
Actually, I wrote a story that got selected in the short fiction for the Ralph Mon anthology this year. It's called Charlotte, and it deals with Charlotte Corday, who was in the 1700s, she was going to be a nun, and then she ended up killing a French revolutionary. And so there's not a lot of information known about her, but I can take liberties with it and use what I do know as a story of my own.
I've never met anybody who's written historical fiction. And do you remember what inspired you to try that genre?
I participated in NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month, and I, the five syllables, and I figured, well, I'll just write something that I am interested in. So it was a combination of like research and my own inspiration of stuff.
What a great idea. Well, we're going to hear from Joanna in just a minute. More from her, I mean her poem, we're already hearing from her now. Was there anybody you wanted to say hello to who might listen?
I'd like to shout out to my family and to the people who inspired me to write poetry, particularly the person who encouraged me to write this poem the night before the entry was due.
Excellent. And we're talking about the Ralph Mon Writing Contest. Also with us is Elena. And Elena, I'd like to get to know you a little bit better. Were you at Kappa for all 6 years?
I was in Kappa for high school. Well, I went to Rogers first, but mm-hmm. I was in technical theater. And then I went to Kappa for writing, actually. So I studied that for 4 years after.
What's the writing program like at Kappa?
Well, You study writing for 3 hours a day, every day, and you have 4 classes every year, and you switch every quarter, so every 9 weeks. And you have the same 4 genres every year, so it's fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and dramatic writing. And dramatic writing is the one that changes the most. You do screenwriting as well as playwriting. And you just, every year, with all the genres, you change kind of the forms that you write. So fiction went from one long short story, and then the next year we did a lot of flash fiction, and it just kind of changes year to year.
It's got to be something to be in an environment of people who really excel creatively.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's inspiring, but is it sometimes hard to have lots and lots of people
and
that
not
have
only
that, energy?
It's 3 hours a day of solitude, like you sit and write, or you have a class and write, and you don't get to move around a lot like some of the other majors at Kappa. So it took a lot of discipline, and in the end I'm glad that I did that for 4 years.
Yeah, Kappa, by the way, is creative and Performing Arts High School, Pittsburgh Public Schools. We have folks listening in Ohio and West Virginia and in other parts. Even in Allegheny County, some people don't know what Kappa is, and I always like to mention it because it's an amazing program. How did you get so interested in writing?
Well, originally I was going to go to Kappa for either technical theater or instrumental music, but my mom encouraged me to look into the program. She said, you'll always need to be able to write in college and beyond. So I tried out, and it worked out really, really well. I would encourage others to look into the program if they have an interest in writing.
You must be excited about going to Oberlin.
I am excited.
You've been there, I guess, right?
Yeah, twice. Yeah.
Just a great school with a good reputation. Joanna, have you started looking at colleges yet?
I have.
Oh, let me get your mic on. That would help.
Yeah, I have started looking at colleges. I am actually going to go to Oberlin in 2 weeks and look there.
Come visit me.
Yeah, well. Oh, nice.
I was also looking at like Vassar and Kenyon and like small liberal arts schools. So
they're both excellent schools as well. Where else did you apply?
I applied to the University of Rochester and Pitt and Haverford and WashU St. Louis.
All great schools.
Indeed.
Let's see. I don't think I asked Elena if you wanted to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in or who might hear this back online.
My mom and, I guess, my poetry teacher, Ms. Kavasik, and Mara Cregan, who's the head of the writing department. They all helped me a lot.
Now, can either of you tell me about Ralph Munn?
Thank
you.
He was actually the head of the library from like 1930 or 40 to 1960. And he left apparently an enormous endowment for young writers and young artists to encourage them to continue with their art.
And as a result, the Ralph Munn writing contest from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, and I had no idea the books existed. I'm really psyched because I like to read
books.
I like to read words.
Yeah.
No, but I really like to read fresh, original thinking, and I think others would really enjoy reading the books too. I mean, these are soft-bound, you know, sheet-press books that I'm guessing are about 200 pages or more. They look really well done. They're both auditing me now.
250.
How'd I do?
Pretty well.
We're going to give each of you a chance to share your prize-winning poems, and I don't know if you have a preference as to who starts first. Do you want to go first, Joanne?
I will go first.
Okay.
Sure. What,
and do you need to simply tell us the title?
I will tell you the title, and I will start reading.
And it'll stand for itself thereafter.
Yes.
So this is Joanna Weiss.
To-do list for a steampunk Victorian girl. Drape the parlor with black lace and recover the finely wrought chairs with dusky velvet, much better than those frayed seats gone to seed. Fling open the heavy curtains just to dust the sill and close them quickly, quickly before the sun rises. Complexions are better pale. Coat the walls with plum damask, dark, dismal designs writhing and curving down the surface, burning and etching patterns around the room. Snuff out the candle, too. Put the opera glasses back on the mantel. Won't be needing them tonight. The monocle as well, for he won't read anyway. Laugh quietly at the books, so carefully ordered on the shelf. No, don't laugh, it's not suitable. Fat spines stamped with gilded titles long enough to read straight across. Nothing like those thin penny dreadfuls wedged between the bed frame. Leave the roses to wilt and droop in their vase, because it better suits the room and her mood. Let the shriveled petals flutter to the tabletop and into the now empty teacups. Serve the wine, smile, swallow the sweet, heady opulence, and just breathe.
That's really well done. I knew the title of your poem, but I chose not to read it because I wanted to wait to hear you read it. And that's well done. Now let's hear from Elena. And although this contest includes fiction and poetry and probably some other forms.
Nonfiction.
Essays, nonfiction. It just so happens that these two women placed in poetry, and you've got a poem as well.
I do. My poem is called Doubt, and it's actually a form poem that I wrote junior year. And it's a sestina, which means that you have six sestets, which are six stanzas of six lines, and at the end of the line you have an end word, and that six end words in the first stanza are repeated in a set order throughout the rest of the poem.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, and then it ends in a terset, which is three lines with all of the words used in the line.
So you have a puzzle to solve while you're writing.
Yeah, it is a puzzle. So that is kind of important, which explains why it's kind of repeat-y, if you will. So it's called Doubt. We trundle to a dim restaurant on a dark street, littered with debris, smothered with the sweet reminder of a neighborhood that once existed here. Wandering on an avenue drawn to a dusty gap between grimy windows and red-hued bricks, a token of diligence and forethought, obscured in negligence and disrepair. Sunlight obscures our shadows beneath the cement, a darkened path to soil. We find stairs hidden by brown brick rubble that we carefully remove, revealing sweet smells of past encounters and a veneer of dusty remorse. We open the door to find a bar existing for the singular benefit of the wrinkled men that exist solely in the context of alcohol. They swing their obscure eyes from wall to wall, glancing over the dusty relics of hogsheads and records, darkening with a stain of vinyl and mildew, a sweetened concoction. Waiters seat us in their finest brick room with wound metal seats bolted to floored brick. They bring us water from rusted taps that existed before I did, with a wedge of lemon sweetened with sugar and iron. We order burgers, thoughtlessly obscured by lettuce and barbecue sauce, spices darkening a charred exterior. We gape, staring at dusted buns sprinkled with sesame seeds and poison dust. Unfortunately, you don't want to hear me, but the bricks covered with paintings of working men, darkening their eyes with reflections of soot and labor, exist only to listen. Their plastic and metal masks obscure their eyes, smiling, tossing snippets of advice blended with sweet encouragement that I fling aside. Their eyes crack with sweet dirt, and they seem to know less than you do. Dust shades the crevices between their faces, obscuring the delicate swaths of skin. You point to the bricks near us, claiming they do not maintain your existing standards, but the way you inhale your food, leaving dark marks behind, is a sweet indication that you cannot obscure hypocrisy. You exist in this dusty town, between the dark bricks, soaked in your own doubt.
Wow. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Must enjoy, both of you, the reactions people have after reading or hearing your poetry. And is there anything either of you would like to add?
I don't know. No.
Well, we've linked to Carnegie Library's Ralph Munn's writing contest, and your poems are actually online for people to read again. And You can also pick up the book. I'm sure there's instructions on how you can find the book.
They're in your local library.
Perfect.
Yes.
And thank you both so much for being here. And best of luck to you for Oberlin and to you for your senior year coming up at Bishop Canevin. And have a good trip when you go to visit. And I can't tell you how much of a pleasure it's been to hear you both this morning. Thanks.